This book is named for the man who had profound influence upon the new era of history for the people of God. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Ezra. The book of Ezra begins with the last statement from the book of 2 Chronicles. The period of captivity is between the announcement of the fall of Jerusalem in the last chapters of Kings and Chronicles and the opening words of this book. From what went on during that period, we will look into the books of Daniel, Ezekiel, and some of the Psalms. Ezra falls into two sections. The first extends from the decree of Cyrus, permitting the people to return to Jerusalem, to the completion and dedication of the second temple. The second part extends from the time the king gave Ezra permission to lead a second expedition to Jerusalem to the end of the book. Ezra was a man who loved God and loved his word. His objective in going to Jerusalem was to call the people back to God. They had become negligent of the word of God. Socially, morally, and spiritually, they had degenerated. Here's a tip to help you understand the history of that time. It is to the book of Esther we must look for information concerning the Jews during the 57 years between the completion and the coming of Ezra. It is during this period that the events of Esther occurred. Therefore, it is helpful to read the book of Esther after the 6th chapter of Ezra. Next, go back to the 7th chapter of Ezra and finish the book. That will give you a greater insight into the history of the time and helps put the book of Esther in its proper historical perspective. The books of Haggai and Zechariah should also be read with the first 6 chapters, since the two prophets were among those who went to Jerusalem at that time. It is interesting to explore why God's hand was on Ezra and why he was used so mightily to accomplish God's purposes. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe of the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all his request according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Later he says, "And I was strengthened, as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me." Ezra 7:9 says he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. Why was the hand of God upon Ezra? The next verse tells us. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Notice those four things. He had prepared his heart. How do we do that? Through prayer. If thou prepare thine heart, and stretch out thine hands toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. The word scribe had come to mean one learned in the Scriptures. A scribe was one who made the Word of God a subject of daily study. And to do it, obedience. He learned the Word of God and then did it. And to teach in Israel statutes and judgments, he shared with others what he had learned. He was a man of prayer, a man of the Word, a man of obedience, and one who shared with others what God had taught him. Now that's encouraging. You and I can do that. We can pray. We can study the Word, obey it, and pass the blessings of salvation on to others. Ezra did, and experienced the hand of God upon his life. In order that the people might be truly instructed in the Word of God, it was necessary for them to understand it. Here is where Ezra rendered a great service. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading.